Thank you for calling the Bombay Hotel, downtown Toronto.
Burn.
From the following options or remain on the line, and one of our staff will be happy to assist you. Please press 1 to reach a reservations department. Press 2 if you're trying to contact a guest and you know the room number. Press 3 for all other departments. Please enter 7, followed by the room number of the guest you would like to reach.
Oh, that's much better.
Hello.
Hi, is this Victor Randon?
This is Victor Randon.
Finally, we called a random Canadian gentleman thinking it was you.
I heard it all.
Victor, tell me, this is Brandon Gerson. What's up, buddy? Tell me, was that guy, is that guy, do you know that guy?
So much fun here, it's unbelievable, because it's a whole bunch of my friends.
So, hold on, the guy we just called, he wasn't hiding you out, there's no connection, no friendship, nothing? It was a wrong number?
Just the wrong number.
Okay.
Victor, welcome back to our radio show. We really appreciate you taking the time to come on for our charity podcast. I was really thrilled when I found out you were going to be on. The last time we spoke to you was at the very beginning of the World Series of Poker. I'm wondering if you could maybe let everybody know how the rest of your summer went since the last time we spoke.
I had a pretty decent summer. I did improve on my last and previous year finishes in the World Series. Usually I would normally make a final table, and I would have started, over the years I had like 9th, 8th, 7th, 6th, something like that, if I remember well. But this year I did improve on that finish, and I finished 4th this year. So I guess if all goes well, by the year 2015, 2016, I should be able to get that elusive bracelet by then, because it seems as if I just keep improving, but not good enough to win it.
Yeah,
I had a pretty good summer.
It was about maybe a week after you were on the show, you made a final table, and we were all railing you pretty hard, and you had said on the show that all you wanted to do was finish one spot better than your best finish, and that's exactly where you came in, right?
That's correct. I did finish one spot better.
That's awesome. Now, you're up in Canada. You're there for the World Championship of Online Poker, I assume?
That's correct. I usually stay in my house, but the problem is that when you got a whole bunch of friends that want to hang out, you're not going to bring them to your house, are you? Just take them to the hotel.
So how's it going for you so far? I know that they just started, but have you played any events?
Yes, I played the two main events on the Coupes today, and I went 0-4 in the first one, and the second one I got actually very deep. It sucks when you go through 10,000 players and you finish like 400. I did cash, but just not good enough. I need to finish higher. If not, I'll be stuck for the day.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you'll do well. You've always had tremendous results in online tournaments, so what's your schedule going to be like? Are you playing a full-on WCoupe set?
I plan to play between, my initial amount of tournament was between 20 to 25, and then I say between 23 and 30. But again, it all depends of how I do. If I am competing in every event that I play, then I'm going to play more. And if I'm not competing, I'll just stick to my original plan of between 23 to 30. But, you know, I usually go with how I'm doing. How, you know, am I competing? Am I not competing? And if I'm competing, I'll play as much as possible. My number should go pretty high.
Everybody in our chat room is wanting me to let you know, basically, that they think that you're the greatest, that you're, one of them said that you're a god. You're a huge fan favorite on our show. It's like not even close how much everybody here is just a huge fan of yours. So everybody's pulling for you to do really well in the WCoupe. Just thought I would pass that along. And actually, in our chat room is a friend of yours, Jean Riders. She wants to say hello. So,
hello, Jeannie.
What's coming up for you after the WCoupe? Do you have any plans? Are you going to take some time off from poker, given the summer's winding down, or the summer's over, actually, and you've put in a ton of table time? Are you taking any time off, or are you going for it still?
not really. I'm going for broke this year. I need to win. My kids are in college, and it costs a lot of money to take your kids through college. So I can't sit home and say, well, I'm going to wait for the money to come. I got to go get the money. So I have good reasons to play harder and be more dedicated to this great game that I love. So, yes, I'll be playing a whole lot, quite a bit of EPTs in Europe, quite a bit of tournaments, actually. I have a huge, I think I'm playing at least another 10 tournaments for the rest of the year, which is quite a bit.
Wow.
I mean, big tournaments, almost every big tournament there is, I'll be playing. So,
what are some of the locations you're going to be hitting up?
I'll be playing in San Remo. I'll be playing the San Remo EPT PokerStars tournament in San Remo. I'll be playing in the World Series of Poker Europe. I'll be playing in the Borgata. And pretty much I'm just going from one event to the next with barely 1 or 2 days in between. I'm just going to jump into the next one. So I'm looking forward to play like a whole lot of poker in the next few weeks.
Now, the guy, this is Brandon again, Victor, the guy that we called before you, will you be staking him in any of these events?
Well, what I heard that he had no clue what poker was, so I don't think it's a good idea. It was funny, though. It was really funny.
How's the weather like up there? Last time, I believe we talked to you that you were in the middle of the rain, and that wasn't you. I'm sorry. How is the weather up there?
Man, gorgeous weather. Unbelievable. Really, really nice weather. I'm really enjoying it. It's really nice outdoor right now here in downtown Toronto, and always have a fun time while I'm here.
I know we talked last time a lot about sports. Are you excited about the NFL season about to kick off next week?
Absolutely, man. I mean, that's the real game. Football, I mean, really, it's something that I look forward to every year. There's many other sports that I follow, but not like football. I mean, football's got to be my number one.
I know we talked about, like, you're just in general a huge New York sports fan. I know we talked at the time because basketball season was going on. In regards to football, are you a Jets, Giants, just, you know, you want both of them to always win, or are you particular to one team?
Well, if they're up against each other, I'm going to definitely root for the Giants because I'm a diehard Giants fan from day one. But as far as teams in New York, I never ever root against New York teams. But yes, I always want my Giants to win. So go Giants.
Well, let me ask you a couple things. All right. And this is, you know, we're not going to talk. Obviously, you know what we're doing here. The point of our podcast is to raise awareness for the 22Q Foundation. We have a lot of poker celebrities and other celebrities as well on, and we're not going to really keep it to a poker level. So I want to ask you a couple things, just sports related. First off, I'm curious. Do you think if he does nothing else successfully in his NFL career, meaning, Super Bowl or another deep run, do you think Eli Manning at this point is already a Hall of Famer because of his two Super Bowls?
You know, sometimes you can easily say yes to a lot of questions that someone would pose or ask you, but I think he's got what it takes, man, to get in there. He's a pretty, pretty good player. He is like in clutch situations, he comes through. And yes, I think he deserves to be in there. Yes, absolutely. Because you always look for clutch, you know, that time when you really need to make that play, and he does. So yes, I would say he deservedly.
What do you think? I've been following a lot during the off season, everything that's going on with the New York Jets, and I'm actually very, very kind of eager just to see how all that plays out with Tim Tebow now being on board, and just considering all the locker room problems that team had last year, and many people even think that this may be a make or break year for Rex Ryan, at least the media wise, in terms of if they miss the playoffs again, his era may be over. How do you, just if you had to kind of guess, just based on how you see things, how do you predict their season going? Is it going to be a disaster? Are they really going to get their act together? Is Tebow going to be a distraction? Just what do you think to expect from the New York Jets this year?
I don't expect a whole lot from a New York Jets team. What I do expect is a whole lot of a circus of media around Tebow. It's going to be a big Tebow story. I'm not the biggest Tebow fan, but he does generate a whole lot of a whole lot of media and everything else. I really, at this point, I don't know much to see out of the Jets. Like I said, I would have a lot better clue on the Giants, so what I think about my Giants. But the I don't have much to say really about that team at all.
Okay, fair enough. Do you wager on sports at all?
Not at all. Over the years, I always with my friends, watching a game, you bet a little bit, have fun. That's for the sake of betting. But I was once playing a 150-300 mixed game, and I betted like $100 on a team, just like $100. And I may have lost a few thousand sweating that $100, so definitely not for me.
What about, I know a lot of poker players, and I guess that just goes with the whole degeneracy of it, are usually involved in some sort of fantasy football. I talked about mine earlier. Are you a fantasy football player?
I'm not, but most of my friends seem to be in this stuff, and I think I'm going to eventually have to get involved in the next 48 hours, I would think, because there's so many, stuff in all these bars where we hang out, like in New York or right here in Toronto. There's so many boxes up where people bet, and people have all of these pools going. Definitely this year I'm going to get involved in one or two of them just for the fun of it, because I think it's a whole lot of fun getting involved in sports, But as far as just betting sports straight out, no, not ever. I will ever be involved with something like that. I'm too cheap to be, betting sports. I want to bet on poker.
Right. Are you
poker?
If you were just to bet on the Giants, for instance, and say they're in the Super Bowl and that is your team, and this is a problem that, obviously a lot of poker players have, and just gamblers in general, do you have the ability to bet a small amount just for the enjoyment, meaning something that wouldn't hurt you either way, like, just $100 or $50 on a game, or just knowing your personality, if you did bet, would it have to be an amount of money that meant something? Like, could you just bet, what I'm saying, just a small amount for the enjoyment of it, or like everything else in poker, where you have to play at stakes that give you some sort of rush or adrenaline or make a difference in, your livelihood or your income stream?
I think for the game really to mean something to me, I'll have to bet a whole lot of money.
Yeah, and that's the same case with me.
Yeah, I'll have to bet some money, really, if I'm going to really... It's like they say, if you're going to sweat the game, I'm going to have to put some money on the line there. And I just really don't want to get into the habit, because some of my best friends over the years, I've seen them lost their shirt sports betting. That doesn't mean that, people shouldn't sports bet. People should do what the hell they want with their money. But I've seen some of my best friends get destroyed betting sports, so... Like I always say, stick to what you do best. Like in my case, I love to play poker. I'm going to stick to poker. I'll gamble in poker. But then again, some people just like to bet on sports. So good luck to those guys. I'm not going to do it, though.
Absolutely. Kevin, did you want anything you wanted to talk to Victor about?
Oh, just great to have you on, Victor. And actually, you mentioned that all your friends and you are in a hotel. How many of you are there right now?
Five of us. Lots of food, and like I said, I would never ever take these guys to my apartment. That's the reason why we're here tonight. Having a whole ton of drinks here and having a really good time grinding the Sunday on PokerStars is like the best thing you can do with your friends.
That's great. Yeah,
I playing a lot of poker and having a really good time.
And everyone played all the Sunday tournaments today? Anyone go deep in anything?
Not really. We were more into drinking than playing today. We had a lot of fun today.
That's always a good
stuff. Always so much fun, man. It's like I've been off. I've been playing for a while because I was in the World Series. Then I was away on my charity mission. And so I haven't played online poker for a long time, but it feels really good to be back on, and especially grinding these coupes, which is one of my favorite series online. So looking forward to the rest of the series here.
Victor, you had just mentioned that about your charity missions, and it's been well documented, and you talked about it a lot last time you were on the air, that you had went to Guyana for a while. Do you have any plans, anything coming up where you're going to go back overseas and do any more charity stuff?
No, what I am actually looking forward to for the new year, even though this year is not over, I'm looking to get into something charitable back in Vegas, actually. I mean, most of the stuff I've been doing is back home in the country where I was born, in Guyana, but I feel that most of my time is being spent in, you know, Vegas and traveling all over the world, and Vegas is now called one of my homes. I think I should do something right back at home to help the local people right there. So I am looking into a few different charities that I supported over the year. One of the main one would be cancer research. And I hope that when we eventually launch that stuff that we're working on right now, myself and a couple other poker players, I hope that we can probably come over on your show and probably announce that.
Victor, you have an open invitation to be on our show whenever you want.
And I also have to give you guys a lot of credit for this time you guys are going to put into this 50 hours of radio here. It's a really nice gesture, and also I wish it be a really, really big success. I would like to make a little donation to start it up a little bit, and so I figure that
Wow, that's
Bob,
awesome.
My friend Mike Orr, is going to make the arrangement, but I'm going to make a donation of $250.
Wow.
Thank you very much, Victor. It's very charitable of you.
Hopefully we can get to that goal in the next 50 hours. And I would be happy. I have not known much about this foundation that you guys are involved with, but maybe you guys can tell me or tell the fans, those who do not know about it, a little bit of this stuff to hear, the charity.
Yeah, absolutely.
Go ahead. That's Johnny is the unofficial spokesman out of the three of us, since he's the most educated on it.
What it is, it's called the 22q11.2 deletion syndrome. It affects about 1 in 2,000 children, and it's something that it goes undiagnosed a lot, and it has various different symptoms and effects, and basically. I mean, not to go into the whole thing, but it's a chromosomal issue that's present in children, and it can lead to things like having learning disabilities and a whole slew of different things. And the purpose of the charity is to make life better for those children. Their parents obviously struggle between having the child with the affliction and then all the stuff that comes along with that. And the kids don't have, the maximum childhood that a normal healthy child would have. So what we're doing is attempting to raise money and awareness for those children affected by this disease. And it's a disease that not a lot of people know about. You hear things like, cancer, like you were saying, or Down syndrome and things like that. And everybody instantly knows what it is, but you hear 22q and everybody says, not really familiar with that. And hopefully we can carve out some awareness in this fundraiser and podcast just to let people know that it exists. And it goes undiagnosed a lot, but it shouldn't. And there should be that level of awareness out there. And I mean, that's the simple way to explain it. We're going to have tons of people on from the, doctors and from the foundation to really get into the technical aspect of what it does genetically. But that's basically the simple explanation of what it is.
Well, thank you so much. At least I have a little idea. Now, like I said, it's a really nice thing to do, and hopefully we can reach this goal and more.
Anybody that wants to learn a little bit more about the 22Q Foundation and through Twitter, if you actually go to @22Q Foundation, they'll actually be posting a lot of different information and different facts about the disease and different things you can do to help throughout the night. So anyone who wants to look that up, please follow them at 22Q Foundation.
Victor, if anybody wants to get in touch with you, what's your Twitter name?
At Victor Ramden. There's no space, just straight at VictorRamdin.
So everybody who's listening, make sure you follow him. He's a great guy. Listen, we read about in poker all the time about just, you know, bad stories, unfortunate situations. Victor's one of the best guys out there. He takes up great causes. He's a genuinely nice guy, and he's somebody that you guys should all be on all of your radars. And hopefully next year he's going to scoop that bracelet and finally get the absolute accolades that he deserves in poker as well. So,
yep, it's always a missing link in anyone's career. I mean, people win lots of tournaments, but that coveted gold bracelet, oh man, it's so hard to get. I mean, you have to tip your hats to these great players that win not just 1, 2, 3, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 bracelets. Unbelievable. I mean, you really need to understand the how much it takes to win one of these bracelets. And it's like, I did make that famous green list, they call it, to the World Series. Just another player that made a lot of cashes but no bracelet. Oh my God, I hate that list. Well, I guess come next year, I'll try again. Hopefully I can get there. I gotta keep working on this.
Well, I don't have any doubts that you're gonna get there, Victor. And, you know, every year you give everybody a great sweat anyway, so eventually it's only a matter of time before you take one
you
of
know,
these things down.
I really thought last this past World Series when we had Victor on, and then he made that deep run almost immediately afterwards, and I'm like, oh wow, let's start the Vegas Poker Radio Run Good, where, you know, then we could actually use that to get guests on. Hey, you know, Victor is on, he won his first bracelet, and we were literally on the air, I think, when you were at the final table. And we were, you know, our chat room and everyone, we were really, really just rooting you on. And, you know, it didn't work out your way, but you had our support. And, you know, you just keep at it. You're going to get there for sure.
Yeah, that's for sure. You got to keep working.
Yeah. And now, is Sir Bob with you right now? Was he playing tournaments?
Yeah, yeah, yes, he's here. Yes, he's right next to me, actually. Just came back in here.
Okay. He's a good guy. He's also someone that supports all of us, whether it's radio or charities, just everything we do, and seems like a real good guy. Never met him in person, but talked to him before on the phone. Just seems like a real good guy.
Oh, yeah. He has a bunch of great friends that got me involved with this Canadian alcohol, man. They're the worst, man. They just got me hooked on this Krung stuff, you know? Have fun, man. I have a lot of fun here while I'm in Canada. A lot of great players, nice people. I have a lot of fun.
That's awesome. Hey, Victor, can we talk to Sir Bob for a second?
Sure, why not, man?
Awesome, thank you.
Senor Bob. Hello.
Bob, how are you?
The man.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good, man. I just wanted to talk to you really quick to thank you so much for all the effort that you put in to help out the show. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, guys. That was weird. I was listening on the headphones, so now I'm like 10 seconds behind. My head's a little messed up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Going from headset to the phone.
It's Brandon. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Brandon. How you doing?
Doing good.
Bob, thanks for being with us, man.
Any luck on the tournament grind?
I got one run deeper than Victor today, but nothing good after that.
Mm.
Couple of sick beats. You know how it goes online.
Yeah.
Flop a set of nines and then lose to a guy that's got a ace high, and then comes ace jack to give him the full house.
Oof.
So, we got one of those guys on.
Let me ask you again. How much alcohol has been consumed in the residence today? Would you guess? But just give us
quite
full description. What have you guys gone through already?
Wine, vodka. What else? And I guess there's a few beers there. I don't like the beers, but I like the wine.
Yeah, I'm not.
Wait. Hang on a second. Whoa. You like wine over beer?
Yeah. I know, I'm not really Canadian, but, yeah.
Huh.
Well, you like beer?
I mean, I don't like wine.
Oh, really?
Whatever, to each his own, I guess.
I'll drink it all. There's whatever you want to put in front of me.
So who's the next guest?
The next guest lined up is Matt Savage in about an hour and a half.
So is it every hour, though, tried to be, or is it every hour and a half?
We're around every hour-ish, but there's gaps in time. We're still actually, I mean, as we're on the air, we're still waiting to hear back from a handful of guests on what time they're going to be on, but it's going to be right around every hour, but we're going to have gaps. In about 24 hours from now, we have a long gap where hopefully it's just going
to
be...
Maybe I can
get Victor to go through his Rolodex for you and see if he can get a couple guests to come on.
100%. That would be awesome.
All right.
I just got a text message from her, and I can confirm now that Karina Jett will be making an appearance tomorrow night as well.
Awesome.
At 10 p.m. So
that time's not available, Brandon. But that's all right. We'll work it out. Don't worry about it.
Who do we have on at 10 p.m.?
Okay, hang on one second. I'll tell you.
Well, if you're in, yeah, figured you know. It's already available. You know, supposed to be on top of this.
Asian Spa, 10 o'clock tomorrow night.
Okay.
So she can be on right after him.
All right.
But anyway, Bob, thank you so much. We really appreciate all the work you did, and thank you to Victor and his wonderful charitable contribution. It's like amazing. It's amazing the kind of guy that he is.
Victor just wanted me to give a quick shout out to the chat, to all the nice comments, and thanks for all the support.
Oh yeah, guys in the chat just love Victor. He's a huge fan favorite on our site. I actually can't wait to see that. You know what? The next time I'm going to be somewhere where I might run into Victor, I'm going to bring a T-shirt and give it to him because he's really the most favorite player that we have on our show. So,
cool. That'd be great. And me, and I'll talk to you later about how we can get you some money, right?
Yeah, you can just email me or send me a message on Twitter.
Okay.
And we'll work that all out. I really appreciate it.
All right, Johnny, thanks a lot, and we'll be listening.
All right, thank you, buddy.
Break a leg.
Victor Ramden coming through being very charitable, and while we were doing that interview, more donations came in,